Okay, Cyril, so we've covered the bacterial side, the probiotic side of the product. What's happening with the nutritional side, with the nutrient saturation? Can you go into that for us?
Well, this is another key issue that we had to address when we looked at our definition of nutrition. In the Enlivened product, there's 26 certified organic living whole foods. Now, I've made emphasis on certified organic only because we discussed so much about all the chemicals in the world. Several years ago, when all of a sudden the industry started turning on that it was important that we have organic products and natural products, we started to see a lot of products enter into the marketplace labeled organically grown, naturally grown, all natural ingredients. But the problem was it didn't mean anything. They could have all kinds of chemicals and things in the products and still call them organically grown or natural. In order to bring integrity to the words organic or natural, independent certifying agencies were established worldwide with specific guidelines in order to call a product what we now term as certified organic. That badge of being certified organic is the only quality assurance you have, because the certified organic agencies actually regulate how a product is grown with no pesticides and herbicides, how a product is harvested, how a product is stored, how it's shipped, and when it reaches our warehouse, how we store it and how we ship it, how we process it, and how we bottle it. It's all spelled out in strict guidelines, and they do unannounced inspections, and we welcome that because then we know that anybody that receives that honorable badge of certified organic, that's really a quality product. So that's the first thing. In fact, we have the only certified organic probiotic in the whole world. Nobody else has a certified organic probiotic. That's how important this is. So we have in the Enlivened now, we've added 26 living whole foods. Now you keep hearing me saying the word living all the time, don't you? It's important to understand the word living, because if you take an acorn that has life force in it and bury it in the ground, what happens?
It'll
Grow.
Yeah, you get a mighty oak tree. If you take a dead carcass and bury it in the ground, what does it do?
Decompose.
Decomposes and rots. Well, it's the same thing in the human body. If you put dead substances, in other words, foods with no life force, which is most of the foods that have been processed and chemicalized
preserved.
And preserved, that's right. You put those in the body, what happens? The body starts to decay and decompose because there's no life force. So we have to put foods that are living into our body because it's a living body, because life begets life, death begets death. So how do we ensure that we have living foods? Well, first of all, we grow them on certified organic farms. Secondly, we have to be very careful when we harvest them, because there's many things in the harvesting process that kills the nutrients in foods. And one of them is heat, high heat. Most food processors use high heat and kill all the nutrients. The reason they have to do this is to get rid of bacteria and fungal infections and things of this nature, plus it's just expedient or simple. We don't do that. In fact, none of our grains or vegetables or fruits in any of our products ever reach a temperature of more than 35 degrees centigrade, and they're all sold or dried. So we're real conscious of preserving the nutrients. The other thing we do is we don't stock the raw materials for the Enlivened product in our warehouse. When you're ready for your next shipment of Enlivened, we go to the farms and harvest it fresh, bring it into our warehouse and pack it fresh. So that ensures we maintain the integrity of the life force in the product. That's an important key issue that a lot of companies don't address. See, when we start to understand this, when we start to understand the importance of that badge of certified organic, we start to understand the importance of living foods. All of a sudden, this maze of disinformation starts to dissolve around us. Because when somebody comes up to us and says, this is the greatest thing, this is better, and that's that, we'd say, is it certified organic and is it living?
Yeah, that makes it simple, doesn't it?
I mean, there's two key questions. The third thing was they say, well, does it have bacteria? Is it a probiotic product? Because we already said that that's the most important thing to address. We're simplifying the equation now. We're getting back to nature in that sense. Now, there's only one other real important key issue that we have to address, and that is the ability for the body to be able to absorb the nutrients. And so when we start to look at nutrients, we see that all nutrients have a cellulose lining. It's a little thin membrane that surround and encase the nutrients and protect it inside the plant. It's the bacteria's job to eat away that lining and release the nutrients. The reason they're doing this is because they want a little bit of those goodies for themselves. So once we realized that, we said, since the bacteria do that job in the stomach, can they do that job outside the stomach? And what we found is that if we take all of the materials, all the living foods, the 26 living whole foods in Enlivened, and put them in a vat with the bacteria, in 3 weeks' time, they will eat all of the cellulose lining around the nutrients and make them available 100% to
So
the human body.
oh, wow. So it's like a pre-digestion almost, or it's.
It's like having a stomach outside of a stomach. Now, why is this important? Well, it's called what we call transit time. In the body, you have approximately 11 to 12 hours once the food reaches the stomach to get the nutrients from it before it moves through the body and out the other end. The transit time in the human body is about 11 to 12 hours in the stomach, and for the whole body, it's around 72 hours. So we have this window of 11 to 12 hours to get the nutrient absorption. In all foods, basically, we're only able to absorb 20% of the nutrients in that transit time, because that's all the ability the bacteria have to break them down to make them available and get them into the body before they move on. Well, when we take and break them down for you in this three-week process, guess what? We make 100% of the nutrients available to you instantly when they go in the body, because they're in the form the body can absorb. So we've effectively now increased the potency of the nutrients by, well, you could say five times, because if they're only 20% absorbable in regular foods and we get 100% absorbable, or if you want to call it bioavailability, well, the bioavailability of a predigested nutrient is 100% versus one that hasn't been predigested of 20%. So that becomes another real important part of when we structured and built the Enliven formula.
And that's why you call it like Enliven probiotic superfood, because there is that super quality, I guess, to the nutrients available.
Well, that's only part of that, because the reason I call it a superfood is because all of the ingredients basically in it are superfoods on their own merit. And what do I mean by that? Well, to me, a superfood is a food that if you ate nothing but that food, you could exist on. So if we take a look at spirulina, spirulina is known to be the most nutritious single living whole food on the planet. There was whole cultures, Aztecs, that used to cultivate it and use it to run across the top of the Andes Mountains and carry them on their belts. You look at products like wheat, they're the staff of life for many, many countries. Brown rice, many Asian countries, that's all they ever ate. Maize, which is corn, the American Native Indians, that was their food staple. So each ingredient in the Enliven is a superfood, meaning in its own right, you could exist on all the nutrients. Now, I figure that nature knows more about what this human body needs to obtain maximum health, to heal itself and have well-being, than man will ever know.